Welcome to the Law Shit You Should Know podcast. We're here to talk a little bit about the law
and a whole lot about nothing. Every week, we have a new guest to discuss current events, legal drama, and dive even deeper into
the Law Shit You Should Know.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Law Shit You Should Know with Alina Santana
and Leslie Marenko.
And today we have the amazing Augusto. Yay! Augusto, tell everybody who you are, what you do.
Thank you guys for inviting me to be part of this important podcast. My name is Augusto Pereira. I'm an intellectual property attorney. My office is here in Coralville. Leslie's neighbor. And my practice is concentrated in trademarks and copyrights. And I do a lot of interactions with foreigners that want to protect their intellectual property in Miami and United States overall.
Trademarks and copyrights. Okay, so I'll start. First question. What is the difference between a trademark and a copyright?
I learned this the hard way.
A trademark is usually either it's whatever you can use to promote or sell a service or sell a good. Let's say that you want to use a slogan, logo, a word, a combination. You can even protect sounds, smells.
Like Law Shit You Should Know?
Law Shit You Should Know is a pending trademark that we filed for you guys.
Because yes, he's our attorney.
So, you can protect even hashtags. I have protected hashtags on a very long hashtag.
Really?
Yeah. Hashtag?
That's fun.
As long as you use it to promote a good or a service, you know, you can use it.
For you example, can trademark that, a hashtag.
You can trademark
that one. I didn't know that.
That one was an important kind of case because my client at that time was 16-year-old in high school, and she found a hashtag that she loved, and she started selling T-shirts with the hashtag.
Oh.
And the kid, the other kid who wrote the hashtag, found out and came after her.
Wait, you're telling me two 16-year-olds actually sued each other?
No, he sent this and they say this and whatever.
And if that doesn't speak about the future of America, I don't know what
does. We settled the case and we filed for trademark protection for the hashtag. What happened was that one guy, a very famous rapper, Frank Ocean, bought one T-shirt with the hashtag, and he wore it in a concert in New York.
There was a lot of
and it took off.
Yeah, it took off. She went viral.
And she went viral, and then the other kid who wrote the hashtag came and said, hey, I wrote that. So,
but the kid that wrote the hashtag wasn't using it in commerce, so to speak. She was.
No, but you have some copyrights over the hashtag if you...
If you're the first asshole that writes the hashtag.
Yeah, but it has to be something of substance. It cannot be Pepito Perez Inc. or whatever. It has to be something.
Well, what about something like shit happens?
No. That's a commonly why you...
Well, I mean, it's all over T-shirts. It's all over bumper stickers. That's why I'm asking.
That's a very... every phrase that is commonly widely used...
Well, but it wasn't always widely used. Somebody came up with it.
Yeah, but if it can take off immediately and people... You cannot claim right. That happened with the smiley face.
I was about to say it. You read my mind. I was about to say the smiley face.
What do you mean the smiley face?
Yeah, I was a... She...
The guy who created smiley face,
yeah,
he tried to copyright it, but it was denied copyright protection because everybody was using it in no time.
So can I start setting up a lot of these long hashtags to start suing people that use them?
No, you can't.
No? This is not my new business venture. No. So you're telling me keep my day job.
Side hustle? Side hustle? So the trademark is when you see the little TM, right?
Yes.
And then the pending one you taught us is SM.
Yeah,
like we need an SM right here.
You need an SM because it's a service that you're providing. So copyrights more about...
Tell us about copyrights.
Copyrights, the special idea... In the tangible format.
That's the cat.
That's the cat. Copyright could be photos, music, lyrics, sometimes in some limited protection to software code.
So let's say I have a very cute...
Let him finish explaining what it is cat. First.
Jesus Christ. And somebody else takes a picture of my cat.
Mm-hmm. Hypothetically. This didn't happen in Leslie Land already.
If I give you my phone and you take a picture of me and Alina, you're going to be the copyright...
Owner of your picture.
Because you're the artist.
Pero... Eso no tiene sentido.
Yeah, but it's very common. Why
you're the artist. Can sue? Que artist is a fucking picture.
But the paparazzi can sue the people that they take a picture.
You don't think photography is art?
You haven't seen that? There have been cases where these famous people, paparazzi, take a picture. And they want, the famous people want to use the picture on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And they don't pay the paparazzi. The paparazzi
it's a picture of me.
No.
You assholes took a picture of me. No, and now you want me to pay for my picture of me?
Like the Panthers just won the cup. Mm-hmm. And there is now a very iconic photo that's all over that I'm sure the news agencies are paying for of the player in the pool, in the water, in the ocean with the cup above his head. Have you seen it?
No.
It's like the,
of course
the,
I haven't seen
the Stanley Cup's first dip in the Caribbean because it's never been won down here, obviously, since hockey is such a Canadian sport. And it's this beautiful, it's a great picture. I mean, it, if it doesn't speak to like the cup in Miami, like it's perfect. I'm sure someone made lots of money selling that picture.
Whoever
doesn't matter.
The picture is the copyright holder, and he can exploit that, and he can prevent people from.
And I'm sure he has sold it to every newspaper on the planet at this point, you know?
It comes down to the issue of memes, memes.
Oh, memes.
The internet and your
what blog. About memes? What about memes?
If you are using a meme to promote your goods or services, meaning your business, you have to get permission to use.
I mean, this is wild. This is absolutely fucking wild.
Okay, wait.
These are laws created in the time of the fucking dinosaur. I don't know what.
There were no memes in the time of the dinosaur.
That's why the laws don't account for the memes that are shared a million times a day.
You've seen the picture of the kid that I sent you?
See? Yes, of course.
The baby.
The mom took that picture. And she copyrighted the picture.
Really?
And she's suing people that are using her.
This bitch is suing people.
There was a case.
I need to go check my social media account.
There was a case decided 2 weeks ago in the West Coast that she sued somebody.
In California
for using, in Seattle.
For that picture?
For that particular picture. It doesn't matter whether you are big or small. If you're using it without consent. I would say...
Well, but if you're small, they can't get money out of you. They don't care. Well, if aren't dumbasses,
hold
they're
going to
sue.
I was about to say, but they can, right? Because there's statutory minimum.
Yeah, but they're not going to sue Papito Pere that doesn't have anything going on. Well, sure. We're a law firm.
We are,
you know...
Well, if you use it in your Facebook page for making fun of your own aunt, uncle, or whatever family member, you know, that's not a big deal.
Make fun of Biden, Trump. Yeah. It's fine. We're good.
For political, yeah. That's not a big deal.
Because I posted one this morning about this amazing debate we had last night.
So, and so we can go back to her. We can go back to the Trump to a small case.
Are we going to talk about Trump?
Trump, yes.
Okay. Trump too small?
The Supreme Court.
The Trump too small case? Let's talk about the Trump.
But first, I don't know anything about what's small.
Leslie Land.
What is small about this man?
In the first debate that they have in 2020, Marco Rubio referred to Trump to having a small
It was actually
hand.
The Republican debate. It wasn't even a bipartisan.
Marco Rubio said
And Marco Rubio made a joke. Hands. Yes, little Marco made a joke
little Marco.
About how Trump had small hands. And that's all he said. But, you know, the implication is if you have small hands, you have small other things.
What
right?
kind of debate was this?
I mean, have you watched the presidential debates? Because they're all a bunch of... Anyways, we'll move on. But so, yes, Marco made a comment on the debate stage about how Trump had little hands. Obviously, there was an innuendo there that there were other smaller parts as well.
Yes.
And then, Augusto, please, what happened with the Trump too small?
In this particular case, there was this guy that wanted to sell clothing using the Trump too small phrase.
Right.
Trump
too small.
Yeah. Trump too small.
Okay.
And he filed for trademark protection. And he was denied registration of his trademark, Trump Too Small, because there is a restriction in federal law that prevents anyone from raising the name of a living individual without consent.
Mm.
Okay, so wait, they could take my picture and have the copyright over my picture, but they can't use my name?
Unless you agree. There was another restriction in trademark law that prevents people from raising trademarks that were offensive.
But who defines what offensive is?
That was in part why.
Oh, because it's really hard to offend me.
So,
it's very easy to offend some
in
other
this
people.
Particular case. There's a group, a rock band from California called The Slants. The slang is a derogatory term for Chinese people.
Oh.
And they are Chinese. And they say, we want to own
this. We want to own this.
And they filed for trademark protection, got denied. But in that case, the Supreme Court declared unconstitutional that restriction that prevented people from...
And said they can.
Now you can file for trademark protection and offend anybody.
I love that.
That's why we get to be law shit, you should know. And we're not like law bleep, you should know. You know?
So, you know, the intersection between freedom of speech and trademark protection and so forth sometimes come to these cases, and the Supreme Court has
So in Trump Too Small, they said, okay, anybody can go, there is no protection, so anybody could go sell rulers, T-shirts, and everything else.
Now it's up to Trump to go against the people who use his name without consent.
Right. Because
but they can't copyright it.
Right.
That was the distinction.
They cannot trademark.
They cannot
trademark it. Excuse me. Trademark.
If you don't have a copyright registration, you cannot sue in federal court.
Right.
So meaning it's a precondition for you to file a lawsuit to have it granted.
Right, right.
Pending, nothing.
Right.
It's granted. And if the violation happened before the registration was granted, your rights as a copyright holder are limited.
Okay.
In the amount of money that you can collect and so forth and so forth. But if you have a registration granted and the violation happened thereafter, minimum statutory damages are $750,000 to $150,000 per violation. Meaning that every time that the picture is taken and copy and paste and whatever, that's what happened with that situation.
As far as you know, that's correct, Leslie. That's
well, as far as I know. Yes. Allegedly. Allegedly.
As far as we're aware of the law,
at
that's
the end
accurate.
Of the day, at the end of the day, I always tell people, go to Shutterstock, get your own images, download it from there.
Find a free picture of a white cat. Guys.
But now we have ChatGPT.
There's Upsplash, well, there's Shutterstock, there's so many
stock
photos.
We have even better. We have now ChatGPT.
ChatGPT can create one, that's right.
Yes, ChatGPT saw something called DALL-E. DALL-E.
DALL-E.
It's a GPT that you can create
like
WALL-E?
It's not actually called DALL-E.
Like, am I going to get in trouble for mentioning WALL-E, the Disney movie?
No.
It's a GPT called DALL-E.
DALL-E.
So you can create your own images. And it come up with something that you can use.
Wait. Can I feed it?
You can feed
it. A picture of the cat.
Yeah.
And say, make it a little different.
But no. So what? That's a different issue. That's a different
issue.
Can
I say
Candela, candela. What you can do, I do this now.
This is new and improved.
I know, but
if
you go look at like my social media posts, you'll see actual pictures, which I usually download from stock photo places like Upsplash and all that jazz. And then at some point you will see I transitioned, not everything, but a ton of them into AI created photos. Mm-hmm. And you can see the difference. So if you go look at like my Facebook right now, the company Facebook, not my personal. And basically the way it works is you tell DALL-E, which is actually I think DALL-E, but whatever. We tell it like, give me a picture of a whatever. Like mine, I'll do like, give me a picture of a family of four, like two parents, two kids. I want them to be a Hispanic family. I want the background to be in Miami. Or I won't say that, and then I'll get like a picture of four people skiing, and then I can reply and be like, no, they live in Miami. There's no skiing here. Give me something in Miami. And then they go put them in like building sandcastles at the beach, and it's really cute.
Yeah.
And so this is completely AI generated, so there's no issue. It's your picture. You created it with the help of AI.
AI, you cannot copyright what AI creates. So.
Which is what I wanted to get to, because that's a really interesting topic.
Well,
I am the artist,
though. Oye, ya sería lo último. No. Like, I mean, yeah.
Right now,
I'm the artist. I use this technology.
Get the fuck out of here.
I did. I use the technology.
Ridiculous.
How is this any different from using a paintbrush, using paint? I use technology to create
How is this
artwork.
Different than using a paintbrush?
Or collages?
Yeah. Now, in the U.S.
How many people became famous?
Andy Warhol
painted Campbell's soup cans. He didn't create the Sam
but
the Campbell.
But he clearly contributed something to the
I contributed
Campbell
to the
didn't
creation.
Do shit. Like,
right now, the guidance from the copyright office is whatever AI
es para de comer mierda, ustedes.
Whatever AI creates is not copyrightable. Now, when you file, and it started because a stupid person filed for copyright protection for an image that like
WALL-E created
and she didn't disclose to the copyright office in the application
that
it was created by AI.
Oh.
Because in the copyright application you have to dedicate who's the author, who's the creator and so forth.
Right.
And then when she got the registration, she went on Twitter, the first copyright or AI or whatever.
And they were like,
copyright office came back and said, no, that copyright registration is canceled. Anything that AI creates is not copyrightable. That's in the U.S. In Europe, no, China, 2 months ago, issued guidance that say, depending on the prompt.
Mira, Lina.
You know,
I don't believe in your nonsense.
I was about to say, I am not an expert in this area of law, but I think there's fundamentally something wrong with it not being copyrightable. Because I do, if you've ever gone on there and played with it, it's not just like, oh, being it, created it, you're done. Like, you can brainstorm with it. You can really change things. Mm-hmm. It really is, it can be a very artistic process if to you get point, into it, you know?
I went to a conference in New York, and one of the panelists was a guy that was the owner of a big marketing company that create marketing campaigns for Walmart or whatever. And he put example of how before they used to create a campaign that took them 6 months to create from hiring a dog, the models, training the dog, the model, whatever. Now, and it costs $1 million. Now they can create that in 2-3 weeks with AI. And it looks real and they don't have to pay anybody. Because they don't have to hire the dog, they don't have to hire the model.
And how is that not a creative artistic process? You wrote the script, you picked who the actors look like.
What there are pieces that you can protect. You can protect the script. But what the law says that if it's only you ask a question and press a button, that's it. That's not
copyright. What if I ask 20 questions? That's, it evolves.
That's where it's evolving. The law is evolving. Now,
yeah,
Europe
it's got to evolve.
Yeah, in Europe and China, it's evolving to a point that if you are submitting something that I would say you submitted 10 prompts, 15 prompts, and you started from something this is small, and you created with your prompts. It's like you are doing brushes on a paint.
So. Exactly. But you're not the one doing the brushes on the paint.
But you are writing matter. The. You are writing the.
Like
prompts.
That's like me telling somebody, "Hey, I would like this and this and this," and let's say you're saying this to a real artist, and they're the ones creating it. Not you.
No, that's commissioning
going,
artwork.
Get me, but that's what I'm saying.
No,
that's,
but like, if I take this notebook right now and I do this and I do this here and I take a picture,
but you're
it's
not
considered
the one,
art.
You're not the one creating it.
Wait.
The
wait.
AI
I created it.
Is creating
I took a picture
it.
With a camera.
But then we're back to Leslie telling the artist, "Hey, I want a notebook on that table. Do that." But
no.
I don't have the talent to
no,
do
no,
it.
No, wait.
I don't actually have the artistic.
No. There is something called work made for hire. On the work made for hire environment, if you are an employee.
I mean, Michelangelo, right?
No.
Rich families,
no.
Motherfucker, go paint me whatever.
If
who
you,
copyrights
in,
that?
In the work made for hire environment,
see?
If you are an employee, whatever you create
belongs
during
to your,
the, your employment for the company,
belongs to
you
your
are
employer.
Not the author. It's
by
the
contract.
It's the company.
By contract.
By law.
Right.
By law.
Right.
But
correct.
In the commissioning artwork,
see.
If you commission somebody to create a paint and they transfer the rights to you, everything, meaning they have to transfer not only the right to exploit the work, but the right to be considered the author, it could be considered that the name of that person cannot be considered an author in some situations like that. Now, you have to
so this hinges on, I guess, the future case law will hinge on who is the author, whether it's being commissioned, whether you're commissioning AI
I think
no.
to do this?
I don't think so. I think, and maybe I'm wrong, but the way I feel about this is I think it comes down to, is the AI the artist or is AI the tool? And I think right now, a lot of U.S. law, and you can disagree or correct me, I think right now it makes it seem like you put in some information, it created it, and because the AI is the creator of this thing, they are the artist, and we can't protect it because it's a computer. But once this becomes a process, you are the creator of this. I see it no different than you use a camera to take a picture. I am the artist. The camera did the technology of whatever goes on inside a camera to create this image.
Yeah, but with AI, you don't start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
The AI use data sets, meaning that they have pre-fed images and content that is there for you to start painting. Like,
I mean,
Andy Warhol started with a Campbell soup container.
But in your scenario, it's like every data engineer that gets good at prompts is going to be the person that makes a gazillion dollars off of this if you're able to
copyright
it.
If you can protect programming for computers, why can't you protect?
Yeah, you can copyright software.
You can copyright code.
No.
Same shit. That's art. You can argue
even,
that's art.
Even now, Dali or Dale, when you put a picture of you and said, recreate this image being a professional lawyer from Miami or whatever.
AI headshot.
A headshot. He recreated with your own images. But if you start asking too many questions, she said, no, use this prompt, the code, the software code. And it's very smart.
What?
Yes. So I would say it's going to evolve. What people don't realize is that ChatGPT, the data sets are closed down, meaning that ChatGPT 3.0 was data set from 2021. ChatGPT 3.5 was from 2022. And
you mean the universe by which it can extract information from our from those years?
There is a door that closes.
Oh, that okay, got
when
it.
When they go public, now they started with 4.0 2 months ago. That data set is from 2023. It's not current.
Yeah. Oh.
It's correct. Not current. So yeah. Be mindful of that. Apple.
Yeah.
It's going to integrate ChatGPT in the iPhone.
I heard.
And that's going to change the way that you interact with the iPhone.
But wait. What does this mean?
It's going to
integrate.
It's called, you know, I'm
it's
such a.
Apple Intelligence.
Is it going to talk for me instead of me having to answer these fucking
I'm such a Samsung user that I'm actually really upset Apple is doing this.
Forget about Siri.
Siri is going to be gone.
See, I've never even used Siri.
Siri
so,
you know, is gone.
A, like, antiqua.
Okay, Google is gone.
I don't know what that is either, but.
That's our
so
version.
So integrate.
Alexa.
That.
Alexa ain't going to exist real soon.
Integrate the GPT in ChatGPT into a system that you receive an email, and when you hit reply, you can create a system that would create auto replies for you without you having to think too much.
Let's go back to copyright, which is what we're really here to talk about, right? But I want to go back to the who's the artist conversation because that's where this has gone. And you know, there was a famous case, if I recall correctly, it was about a gorilla. Wasn't there like a gorilla case where the gorilla took the picture?
Ay, me cago en esto.
Tell me the story. Augusto knows the details. I don't know all the details.
Yeah, lo último. Like, the gorilla takes a picture of me.
2014. This was 10 years ago. We were already having this battle, for the record.
A famous photographer goes to a zoo, take picture with big lens camera, whatever. But he started interacting with the gorilla. Orangutan. And he gave the phone.
Sorry.
He gave the phone to the orangutan, and the orangutan took a selfie. And then PETA came, oh, the copyright PETA. Is owned by the orangutan. And everybody was starting using the picture and the photographer.
Well, is the orangutan going to sue me too? I mean.
And PETA came, no, you cannot own the copyright because the photographer says, that's my phone. I took.
Yeah.
No, but you didn't take the picture. It was the orangutan, whatever. So the copyright office had to issue guidance saying it had to be human. So AI. Animals.
So the gorilla cannot obviously copyright
and,
the
and
picture.
And the reason this comes to mind is the gorilla is not human, neither is AI. Yeah. And so I think this is the big issue in
but
our
hold on.
Copyright
for clarification,
law.
The guy could not copyright it either because he was not the one that clicked
he was
the
not
picture.
The artist.
It's not the artist. That picture, that picture is in the public domain. You can use that picture.
The artist.
You can use that
picture.
You can
picture. Put it on your blog.
Even a fucking gorilla can be an artist here, guys.
Orangutan.
That is how much respect I give to these fucking paparazzi right
you
now.
You can use that picture
okay.
in your blog. No problem.
No problem. Oh, at least oh, one man. Picture on my blog right now is okay, guys. It's safe. It's safe.
So,
oh, man.
Usually it's a concern because, you know, technology evolves and how we're going to be able to help creators because creators will say, if I use ChatGPT to create whatever
yes.
I do before, I'm not going to be able to protect it, I'm not going to be able to enforce it, I'm going to be able to monetize what I create. So the copyright office, usually Congress, the law goes way behind the market.
Yes.
So the market's
yes.
the one that goes setting the pace.
But I think there's a legit conversation of what is art, what does the creation of art mean? And I think it's a much deeper conversation than just is the law catching up because there, what is you've been to a modern art museum where there'll be like a cup and it's art, you know, you get what I'm saying?
But
like,
we're not
and some people sit there and be like, that is not
yeah,
art,
yeah. But,
no, but this isn't just about what is art, it's about what is copyrightable art.
Uh-huh. Well, but that's my point,
it's
is,
a whole different, you know, that asshole that put the fucking
banana
on the
wall,
exactly. I'm like, right, the asshole that put the banana on the wall and made $1 million off of it, good for him, but you're not copywriting the fucking banana, bro.
There
like,
was a case,
yeah,
there was a case in this district. That a dentist copied some picture of another dentist of his website. The after
of the
that,
teeth.
Before and after.
The teeth, the before and
the
after.
Before and after pictures. And the question was, is there is copyright protection over that image?
Of the image of the patient's teeth.
And usually, in that particular case, it was the doctor who told the patient, can I take a picture of you before? And opened the mouth, whatever. Took the picture. And then when he finished, he took a picture. And the argument was, there is no copyright protection because there is nothing creative in that regard. And the court decided that, yes, there is some minimal copyright protection over that because the way that the doctor told the patient, open your mouth this way, put it this way, whatever. He put some lighting
to it. I would definitely argue it could be considered art.
Oh, I agree. No art. Copyrighted.
No, copyrightable art.
Now I'm even more annoyed.
Reasonable minds could disagree about whether it's art or not, but my point is...
Right, but I'm not worried about what's art or not. I'm going, I thought we already established whoever takes the fucking picture of the, you know, whatever, has the copyright... over it, yeah, right? I'm already upset about that rule, let me be clear, but that is the rule that as I understood it.
You have to have some minimum creative.
So the assholes taking pictures of all these celebrities and whatever, that the celebrity can't copyright it because they didn't take the picture, mm-hmm. which is already offensive to me, that somebody else is taking pictures of whatever and now have the copyright. Mm-hmm. That has significant art to be able to copyright mm-hmm. the picture of Britney Spears doing whatever.
Yeah.
With their head shaved. Do you remember the classic head shave?
Oye, pero this has gone too far. This has gone too far.
In this particular case, it had to be about whether it was created enough.
But I'm less offended by the picture, you know, being able to copyright the before and after of the dentist than fucking Britney Spears.
With all due respect, who is the copyright office to decide if something is creative enough? Like, that's...
Well, that's like, Congress what decides.
That was like, oh.
Oh, even better. Like,
that's Congress.
But they do.
Some weird politicians.
So,
now, I mean, this is like porn. What is it, Judge Hand? Like, I don't know how to define it, but I know it when I see it.
In you the case of paparazzi,
quote from the porn
the paparazzi have to go, get out of his house, get in the car, chase the people, get into a tree.
Well, I'm not saying there's no effort.
Point and shoot. It's not point and shoot. So...
I'm not saying there's no effort and they don't have a right to sell that picture, right? What I'm saying is they shouldn't be able to copyright that picture.
Why not?
Because I'm not buying it. No. Like, I'd be so angry if I was somebody and they're fucking taking pictures of me and they're fucking...
That's
go sell it. I understand that the picture of Britney Spears is worth $1 million of her fucking shaving her head. Great. And you're the asshole that took it, so you get your bite of the apple because you got up early.
Because this
you stalked
is
her,
America.
Because it's America, okay? And here everything is sold. But at the same time, coño, now you copyrighted it too?
Yes.
Fuck off. Like, God, this is why...
And it's easy. It's not something
terrible.
The reality is that these artists, this creator, need protection. Otherwise, people will.
But there's a difference between the paparazzi, the creator, and Mr. Warhol.
Who says that the paparazzi isn't an artist?
Oh my God!
And we're back to what is art?
Oh my God! This is not about art.
It is.
This is about what is able to be copyrighted. Is that correct?
And the answer is art can be copyrighted.
No, the teeth are enough art to the copyright, apparently.
The teeth
are fine.
In the case of photography, is most anything could be copyrighted.
See, obvio. That's exactly my point. At this point, like, whatever is fucking copyrighted. So I'm almost offended that the dentist's pictures, there was anything in question about whether it could be copyrighted.
And it's because
it should be.
And you know how they found out? There is something, a software, it's a crawler.
Oh, yes, I know how they found out.
Meta-tags.
That's how I got found out, too.
I don't know if you hear, the biggest copyright holder in the world is Getty Images. And they have this software when they embedded meta tags in the pictures that they manage. And that's always looking through the internet, whatever that picture is.
Yeah.
And they found it in your blog.
They said, bing!
Ding,
ding, ding!
Take a screenshot.
Come maybe $1.
A stamp.
Like,
take a stamp image of your website, and with that they send the cease and desist and so forth.
Yes.
So
cease and desist.
And if you come to me, I will
another
tell
side
you,
hustle.
Another side hustle.
Brought
Leslie's
to you by
always
Leslie
looking
Leslie
for
Marco.
Side hustles.
And if you come to me, I will tell you, hey, just pay.
And I was literally like, Augusto, why don't we start this business? I don't understand what we're doing here. Like, why do we make money the hard way, Augusto? We can just take pictures of shit.
I defend people from copyright trolls.
I mean, now you can do both sides.
I don't know how much you're going to pay me, but I don't want to cross.
What do you mean? I mean, this is very
He's
simple.
Saying if the price is right.
The price is right. He will join me in this joint venture.
It's hard.
There's a lot of fluffy white cats walking around here in Coral Gables. Fluffy dogs. I mean, somebody's going to want to use those pictures.
Have you learned no lessons?
I've learned I need to be the aggressor. That's
never ignore.
You must choose violence. That's what I've learned.
I was involved in a case at one point in time where Disney has a law firm in Lakeland.
Disney.
Let's hide
Mickey Mouse. Hide Mickey Mouse.
So, Disney has a law firm in Lakeland, Florida, where they pursue all the copyright infringement cases and so forth. And in Miami, the party rental people...
Oh, yeah, man, but that shit's out of control. Mickey Mouse is at every party, you know, in Hialeah.
With, like, the fake nose and the ears that are the wrong size. If you go to Times Square, they're, like, oddly shaped with heads.
Disney has a licensee who was the only in the world that could sell the bump...
They actually had one. Okay.
The houses, the bumping houses,
yes.
So forth.
The inflatable bounce houses.
So that company is out of California, but one of them costs $5,000.
Yeah, sure.
One
bouncy house.
Because it's got Mickey on it.
It has Mickey whatever. You know. And this particular case, the person got it in Peru for $500.
Yeah. In Peru.
So this person ignored the letter.
Wait, they had a letter in Peru?
No, here.
Oh,
No. This is Miami. Miami party rental company.
Yeah.
Who goes off and buys the $500 bounce house in Peru.
That client
starts renting it out.
That client came to us because the first client was licensed. He bought it from Disney. And Disney sent a private investigator to his warehouse. And he showed the serial number on the outside. He said, no, we have one here inside. Step aside. And they opened it, and they looked for the serial number. They said, okay, you're good. And they let it go. He hasn't had to pay. But then he referred the other guy, and those people ignored the demand letter, everything, the takedown notice and whatever. Disney hired a family in Miami to hire that company.
Bro!
And that company... Disney filmed a party in El Parque de la Cuarenta with the whole family.
In Tropical Park.
At Tropical Park.
At Tropical Park. And they got the owner and they sued.
Disney is machete.
And in case you didn't learn it from the DeSantis case, don't mess with the mouse.
And the most common situation that we encounter are... The HBO fights. HBO fights. There is this big fight on HBO and the restaurant wants to put it on the TV.
Yeah. Oh. Like you go to a bar, you go to Hooters, Flanagan's, HBO, bar, they're all playing the fight.
In the major markets like Miami, HBO will send people as a PI, private investigator, to sit in the restaurant that they know they don't have a license and they film everything. And then the license costs normally $1,200. But then the demand letter is for $20,000. So be mindful of that.
Now that's a good side hustle.
Write this down, people. So, email me if you're interested.
I love this. This is brilliant.
The most common situation is a big fight on HBO that, you know, your restaurant in Havana is too small. They don't want to pay.
Is it only the fights? Does it work for games?
You're not allowed to put Game of Thrones on it, you know.
No, when I say game, I meant like football game, baseball game. Right. You know, like,
well...
That's why, like,
for copyright,
like if they're playing the Super Bowl.
Play the Super Bowl, you have to pay.
That's what I'm saying. Can you imagine a single bar anywhere in this country that is not playing the Super Bowl during the Super Bowl? What bar doesn't play the Super Bowl during the Super Bowl?
If you hear an advertising company calling the big game, is that they are not playing the Super Bowl to use the word Super Bowl. Because the word Super Bowl is raised as a trademark. And if you don't play the Super Bowl, you cannot use the word Super Bowl advertising.
So you have to call it something else. Super Bowl, you are super fucked.
So in my blog, when we talk about the Super Bowl, I usually talk about Joe Robbie.
The big game.
And all kinds of things that happened in the estate of Joe Robbie. And how they had to liquidate
Joe Robbie Stadium.
Well,
you're telling me I'm not allowed to say that. I am criticizing the family. Fair use. No.
The first use standard is that, let's say that the image that you got in trouble with. If you wrote the blog to criticize the image, the part, oh, look at this lady.
This ugly ass dog.
Whatever. That's okay. You can use that.
I mean, I was criticizing.
No, you were criticizing nobody. You were using the example of the lady that left $20 million to a dog.
She should have left it in a petrol.
But you weren't talking about the picture.
No. I'm talking about the estate plan that was incorrectly done.
You were criticizing the estate plan of the lawyer who set
this up. Ese perro está feísimo. Can I do that?
No.
No? If I criticize the dog,
it's... But the blog is not about the picture.
Damn it, about man. Reaches, like, so. At the end of every blog, I'm going to be like, this picture fucking sucks. How about that? Like, you know, so. In the fine print.
And then there's a little line, and thus we are protected under copyright laws. That's, brought to you by...
That's the argument of the guy for Trump to small May, that he's using that
he's
to make
criticized.
He's criticizing Trump or whatever.
Because he's too small.
But in that particular case,
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. So, well, on that note,
wow.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This has been super fun.
Man.
I've learned that Leslie has learned nothing. That's what I learned at this podcast. Any closing words or final thoughts for our listening and viewing audience today?
I would say don't ignore communication that comes from even.
That you allegedly get.
Even if it's from a...
Allegedly.
From people that you consider that are trolls.
Shysters.
These troll companies, when you ignore the letter, they send the letter to a lawyer, and that lawyer works on contingency, and they will get money out of you some way, somehow. So don't ignore. And I always, always protect whatever you create. If you don't think it's protectable, just call us. We'll figure out a way to protect it. And always, always go on the side of being protected. And
yeah, and you can sue everybody. Well, keep taking pictures, protect it, and then you can sue everybody that uses your picture.
You consider protection is give you two things. It's a shield and a sword. You know, you use it interchangeably.
Shield and sword. So plan ahead and use protection. Thank you, Uso.
Thank you, guys.
that was an excellent lesson. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you all for watching and listening, and we will see you again next time on Law Shit You Should Know.
Thank you.